Well, we're off and running in a new month already. Can't believe summer is here. Something to start the program from Zach Dean from Valentine. Where do bad rainbows go?
Well, I didn't know there were bad rainbows. That's a whole nother issue.
They go to prism. It's a light sentence, but it gives them time to reflect.
Really clever.
That is. Okay. Yeah. Here's something else for you to think about that Zach sent to us. Tablets were replaced by scrolls. Scrolls were replaced by books. Now we scroll through books on tablets.
That's right.
Interesting. Anyway, so thanks for tuning in. Great thing to start off today on the Good Stuff program. And you can discover the hidden gems of the Sandhills. Cherry County Visitors Promotion Board invites you to check things out. 50 plus fun things to do in the area. So you can check it out at visitvalentine.org. Like the International Dark Skies, first in the state of Nebraska and home of the Nebraska Star Party, starting July 12th, where people come from all over the world to check out the night skies. Visitvalentine.org.
And I've got a piece by Bill Gates coming up, so stay right where you are. In the meantime, I'm going to tell you about Tri-State Livestock News. You can visit them online for the latest stories, sales reports, updates, and that's where you go to subscribe. Now, why would you want to subscribe? Well, as Dave Price of Valentine, Nebraska quotes, this is the best rodeo, most reliable rodeo information source that he's found. So that's just one accolade about Tri-State Livestock News. Make sure you check them out. It's tsln.com.
So I'm interested to see what you found from Bill Gates.
Bill Gates recently gave a speech at a high school about 11 things they did not and will not learn in high school. He talks about feel good, politically correct teachings, creating a generation of kids with no concept of reality, and how this concept set them up for failure in the real world. These are the rules that he delivered that day. Rule one, life is not fair. Get used to it. Get over it. Move on. Rule two, the world doesn't care about your self-esteem. The world will expect you to accomplish something before you feel good about yourself. Rule number three, you will not make $60,000 a year right out of high school. You won't be vice president with a car phone until you earn both. Now, that shows it was a while ago.
It's been a few years ago.
Yeah, with the car phone. If you think your teacher is tough, wait till you get a boss. Rule five, flipping burgers is not beneath your dignity. Your grandparents had a different word for burger flipping. They called it opportunity. If you mess up, it's not your parents' fault, so don't whine about your mistakes. Learn from them. Before you were born, your parents weren't as boring as they are now. They got that way from paying your bills, cleaning your clothes, and listening to you talk about how cool you thought you were. So before you save the rainforest from the parasites of your parents' generation, try delousing the closet in your own room.
Ooh.
Yeah, pretty specific, pretty head on. Rule eight, your school may have done away with winners and losers, but life has not. In some schools, they have abolished failing grades, and they'll give you as many times as you want to get the right answer. This doesn't bear the slightest resemblance to anything in real life. Rule nine, life is not divided into semesters. You don't get summers off, and very few employers are interested in helping you find yourself. Their theory, do that on your own time. Rule 10, television is not real life. In real life, people actually have to leave the coffee shop and go to jobs. And the 11th rule, be nice to nerds. Chances are you're going to end up working for one. You suppose that was a little revenge, too.
Might have been a little bit there.
Oh, if you can read, thank a teacher. If you can read in English, thank a soldier. And for life and everything else you have, thank God.
Well, that was pretty interesting from Bill Gates, and maybe we all learned a little something there, I guess.
Indeed. Hey, I've also got, before we run out of time here, if men really ruled the world, I've got some more of those. On Groundhog Day, if you saw your shadow, you'd get the day off to go drinking.
There you go.
Mother's Day, too.
Oh, that's a bonus.
Yeah. St. Patrick's Day, however, would remain exactly the same, but it would be celebrated every month.
Have a St. Patrick's Day of the Month Day.
That's right. These are just some of the things if men really ruled the world. A little touch of humor.
Thanks for sending these things to us at kimhburge@gmail.com so we can share them with everybody else here on The Good Stuff.